All right, I'm not going to keep you this last day. I'm not going to keep you long. That's my intention. However, we're going to see how it works out. Amen. New Year's Eve. Happy New Year. Let's see, I forgot my clicker again. And let me grab that real quick, because in all of my doings, I done forgot. All right, it wouldn't be a New Year's service if I didn't mention one of my favorite scriptures, Ecclesiastes 7:8, the end of a thing is better than its beginning. That's what Solomon told us. The end of a thing is is better than the beginning. So here we are, the end of 2023. The scripture says the end is better than the beginning. And why would that be? Well, it's at the end of a thing that we can fully appreciate the purpose for which it existed. In other words, there are things that happened in 2023 that at the beginning we knew nothing of. There were the faithfulness of God. I could keep you here all day long just telling you what he's done for my soul. Because after getting the COVID booster, I told my wife, I literally thought I was going to die. I said, oh, Lord, this is it. I had a reaction. I thought to myself, well, it's been nice. All the insurance is lined up, all the passwords, they know everything. But I'm leaving this earth today. I said, Lord God, what? I had pain. I get a headache. For those of you who get headaches, I get a headache about once every 10 years. And it'll go whoop, and I go, what's that? I don't get headaches. Never have all my life. I just don't get headaches. I had a headache all day long that day. All day long. Pain in my head, left side, all down my jaw, all down through here. I had pain. I said, oh, Lord, I'm going to die. That's what I thought. Well, but my wife beat me up. She's like, why didn't you go to the doctor? I said, yeah, they're the one who gave me the shot. Let me tell you. I said, honey, no. See, I had already been to the doctor. That's how I got where I was. I'm not going back to the doctor. I'm trusting Dr. Jesus. Amen. You can fault me if you want to. You can fault me if you want to, but Dr. Jesus, the great physician, hey, I'm here today. I said, Lord, my trust is in you. My trust is in you. So I didn't know that at the beginning of 2023, though, but I went through that, and I can tell you that God, whew, listen, he is over every thought, over every detail of every step you take. It's in Christ. He knows about it all. There's not a thought, not a feeling, not a heart's murmur. There's not the cry of your heart. Every little detail he knows about. There's nobody like him. There's no one like him. And so we find out that at the end of a thing, the reason for its existence has been fulfilled. The things that happened in 2023 that got done by the will of God. It's been done. It's been accomplished. So we look back on it, and while we're thankful for 2023, and we're thankful for all that God has brought us through, we're hopeful about the year ahead. But let us remember this. God is the joy, the song says, and the strength of my life. God is. Right? He's our beginning and our end and everything in between. And so, because the world is, you know, tonight people going to watch a ball drop out the sky. I'm like, yeah. No, I'll be looking at the faithfulness of God, that he is over every day of this next year in my life, in your life. He's already over this young child, this baby that's ready to be born. He's over it all. He's giving life. He's bringing life. He's all of this child's days are before the Lord, you see. Amen. And we must remember this, another, well, I say favorite scripture, you must understand, all of the scripture is my favorite scripture. My favorite scripture is the one I happen to be reading at the time, but this one holds a special place in my heart. 1 Corinthians 8:6, yet for us Christians, us believers, there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him. I always like to add this, not he for us. God does not exist for us. He's not a cosmic Santa Claus. We exist for him. In case That never crossed your mind. You mean every day of my life, I exist for Jesus? Yes. That's why he created us. It says it right here. Of whom are all things, and we for him. We exist for his good pleasure, and for one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live. So let's get this straight at the end of 2023 and the beginning of 2024. This new year that we're going into, it's not about us. It's about him. It's about him. And the more we understand that, see, because all of this is about him. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the people and they that dwell therein. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows forth his handiwork. Day unto day others speak. Night unto night shows forth knowledge. Psalm 19 tells us. And every day he's speaking. Every day he's revealing himself to people. Okay, let's go on. Isaiah chapter 40. I got a lot. I tried to squeeze it all in there. Isaiah chapter 40 says this. Here's a question that we need to wrestle with. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? See, because he is our beginning. Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth. Above the circle of the earth, God is over every nation. He's over Putin. He's over Kim Jong-un. He's over, you name it. He's over it all. And we're not worried about anything going on down here. Why? Because he sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers. How does God see man? His inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and he spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. You know, reporting tells us that when Putin went into Ukraine, he thought it was going to be a day affair, a few days. You know, a few days, we'll knock this off. Guess what? He bit off a little bit more than he could chew. Guess why? Because God's working his will. Huh? Putin had something in his mind and his heart that he was going to do. God said, no, it's going to be a little different. It's going to be a little different. You said, but he destroys life. Yeah, all of us are sinners. Everyone deserves to die. That doesn't make what he did it right. He's going to stand before God. He's going to give an account for the lives that he took. That's on him. Verse 24, scarcely shall they be planted, scarcely shall they be sown, scarcely shall their stock take root in the earth, when he will also blow on them. What happens if God blows on you? Kweku always talking about when God blows his nose. Because in Psalm 18, it talks about God blowing his nostrils. And just blowing his nostrils, he defeated David's enemies. Man, I wish I could defeat mine and be just blowing my nose, much as I blow my nose. Oh, my children can tell you, I sneeze every day. Amen. But I'm not God. I can't do what he does. And they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me? That's what God says. I love the book of Isaiah, especially chapters 40 and on, because God keeps saying this about himself. And rightfully so. There's no one down here who can say, and who is like me? Everyone stand up and say, fool, sit down. We all like you. But when God says it, hello, to whom will you liken me, or to whom shall I be equal, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number, who calls them all by name. By the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one is missing. It's talking about the heavenly host now, the stars. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Do you not consider? So this new year is not about us. It's all about the Lord. That he is sitting upon the circle of the earth. God is sovereign in all things. He's ruling and reigning over all things. My wife reminded me yesterday when I was talking to her. Because I was thinking about this life. I don't know to the extent that we understand how good and merciful God is. My wife reminded me that back when we were, Tim, when we were young in the church, some of them went up to New York to ski, Daphne and Mary McManus and other people. Before she went up to New York, she had the oil changed in her car because she had her oil changed yesterday. I said, honey, did they put everything back? Because I'm just reminded. Back then, when she was young, they put oil in her car and forgot to put the drain plug back in. And she drove from here to upstate New York with her drain plug out of the oil pan. And I said to her, which she has no idea. I'm thinking she has. I said, honey, that's impossible. I'm like, she said, well, we heard a noise. I'm like, yeah, you heard a noise. I'm thinking, you heard a noise, all right. You should have felt the noise. She says, they forgot to put the drain plug back in. I'm like, did that not make any sense? You drove to New York with no oil. You know how far that was? 10 hours. How you drive 10 hours with no oil? God, listen. Maybe one day we will find out. In 2020, election night 2020, I went to bed. Oh, we were having prayer meeting. And while we were on the Zoom call prayer meeting, I went into AFib. You remember? I got up, left, never came back. Told Justin, go down there and tell him, meeting's over. I'm going to the hospital. Justin went down and shut it down. And they, long story short, they found out I had sleep apnea. They said, you need a CPAP machine. I said, okay. You listen to the people because you trust everybody. Now, I don't know who you trust in this next year, but I'm going to tell you who it ought to be. Hello. So I got on the CPAP. Everything's fine. 2021, they recalled all the CPAP machines because foam had broke loose from it going down in people's lungs. Some people died. Huh? Some people died. Other people were sick. So I told them, I said, okay, I stopped using it from whenever. And about 7 months later, I was sleeping. I went into AFib again. My heart started beating irregular. And I felt it. I always feel when I go on AFib. And I was like, wow. And I called the doctor. I said, hey, you know, I'm in AFib. I took the medication. I came out. I was fine and everything. But, so they replaced the machine. They replaced the AFib machine. And they've given a new fib. I just got my machine last year. Guess what? The machines that they fix, now something wrong with them. There are people who are on CPAP that if they don't have their CPAP machine, they could die that night. They are dependent upon this machine. And I was reading the article this morning where people can't use their CPAP machine. I'm like, looking at mine. I was like, who are you going to trust? Who are you going to trust with your life? Hmm? Listen. There is no assurance that when we get in our car and go home, we're going to make it home. We have to trust God every day. Every hour of every day. So 2024 is in his hand, and we must leave it there. We must trust him with all things because you know why they didn't return the CPAP, the first machine, in right away? They knew about it for 10 years. They were getting reports for 10 years. Yeah, yeah. It was all about America's God, which ain't Jesus. Hello, America's God is not Jesus. You better get that straight now. They say, is this on tape? Yeah. Well, let me say it again. America's God is not Jesus. It's money. The stock prices were going through the roof. They were like, woo, hey, yeah, yeah. And then when they recalled everything, the stock price was in the basement. Huh? So, I said that to say, who am I trusting 2024? It's not me. It's not my bank account. Lord, it's not the government. It's not, no, I'm trusting, I must keep my trust in the Lord because there's no one like him. He sits above the circle of the earth and the scripture says he does as he wills. Thank God. His greatness is revealed by what he has created. So he flung the stars in the sky and said, look at that. Yeah, I did that. Mm-hmm. And they still don't understand it. I read science journals every now and again. I read these science articles, and they're constantly changing. They say, well, we thought it was this way, but we were. I'm like, you think? Yeah, you were wrong because there's no one like him. Men are temporal and small in his sight. He frustrates the plans of men of authority. He's going to do it again in 2024. Yeah, he is. He's going to do it again because that's who he is. There's no one like him. Lift up your eyes and consider, he says, by the things that I've created, that there is no one equal to me. From the beginning of creation, God has revealed himself to man. From the beginning of all of creation. One thing no one will ever be able to say, I never knew. He never told me. No one will be able to say that. No one. No. From the beginning of this year to the end of it, God will be revealing himself to us. To all people. To all people. As I said in Psalm 119, the heavens declare the glory of God. Every day is a testament to his glory and his grace. His beauty. His wonder. You know, unsaved people marvel over sunsets. Sunrises. Sit by the ocean. Don't know. They don't know what it is. Wow, this is just so beautiful. I just can't. Yeah, God did that. He wants you to see him. See, when God wants people to know him, he doesn't tear open the heaven, poke through his head and say, hey, it's me. No, in his creation, he put it all there, his glory, revealing who he is. It's all there. We see it in Romans 1:19. For since the creation of the world, or the beginning of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God has, from the beginning of creation, been telling man who he is. Huh? They look up at the universe, they say, they used to think that the universe was just one size. And then Edwin Hubble, in the early 1900s, found out that the galaxies were spreading away from us. This thing is actually, space and time is growing. Space time is growing. And they say, growing into what? They have no idea. They say everything that you can see, all the stars in the universe, is 4% of what's there. I don't think you got what I just said. Listen to this. Everything that we can see, our sun, moon, stars, all the stars in the entire universe is 4%. There's something there they cannot see. They call it dark energy and dark matter. They don't know what it is, but it's there. But God in his might and his power, he knows what's there. Man think he's smart. Oh, yeah, we know. We know this. We know that. You don't know anything. Be quiet. But they found out, they used to think that the universe was eternal, that it's always been there. They said, no, it hasn't. Something caused this. Oh, you think? The Bible says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Glad you come around. That was penned some 3,000 years ago. Oh, are we smart? So God's constantly revealing himself. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts. Their foolish hearts were darkened. In the beginning, God has revealed himself and his glory to man. And he has also revealed to man his law. So he not only revealed his power and his Godhead, but he also revealed to man his law. And to the first man, and this, you know, this thing about revelation. You know, when I first got saved, people were talking about revelation knowledge. I remember here at Kent College, talk about revelation knowledge. And I've been listening to teaching and all that. And then you just walk with the Lord and you grow in the Lord. And you find out, God's constantly revealing himself. He's revealing to all of his people. And to whoever will listen, he's revealing himself. And he's always been that way. And so here we see with Adam and Eve, our parents, right? He said he created them, and then the Lord God commanded them and saying, here's a revelation now. Here's God revealing his law. Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Here again, God's revealing his will and his purpose for his creation. What did his creation do? Well, that's history. We know what they did, right? Man's been breaking his laws ever since. Because man's a lawbreaker. That's who we are by nature. You know, sons of Adam, daughters of Eve. The good news is God sent a redeemer. Amen. That's what Christmas was all about. And he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, God, Jesus. Oh, yeah. That's what that's all about. Again, Revelation, God revealing that he sent his son. And so why does he do all this? He reveals all this so that when we come to this next year that he's given us, it's all about him. Think about it. Every year we grow older. I know we celebrate birthdays, and there's nothing wrong with celebrating birthdays. But you know what that year is about? That year is about you growing in the knowledge of who he is as he reveals himself to you, as he reveals himself to his people. That's, and, you know, sometimes we say, you know, well, it was because of progressivism, you know, the human race has progressed. You know, we used to not allow women to vote, and we progressed, and now women can vote. No, it's because God is good. That's what your wicked thing, you, because if you could have kept them, you would have kept them. But God is good. And through revelation of how things ought to be, we change. And he empowers people to bring about change. The one thing I love about God, the older I get, the more I see. I was listening to music today while I was preparing, while I was getting dressed. And Tori was listening to her music. And I was listening. I heard her music. And I had my music. But my music is different from her music, because she's a different generation than I am. But guess what? My music is different from the hillbilly music. But guess what? God reveals himself through music. And he reveals himself through all the different types of music. He makes sure that everybody got music that they can hear him speaking through. God even talks through secular music. There's some secular music. If you can listen to "Lean on Me" when you're, if you can listen to that and not hear something wrong, like a bridge over troubled water. If you can listen to that and not hear, I'm here to tell you, no, God uses all things. And you say, but that he can't use because the scripture says, don't tell God what he can't do. The moment you do, he said, watch this. Hey, so not only that, but he does what no one can do, declaring the end from the beginning. So in Isaiah 46, is it 46, 9 through 11? Pardon me, I didn't put in the right setting to get the scripture fully viewable. But we have, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. Only God declares the end from the beginning. All throughout scripture, we see this, the examples of this. 1 Kings chapter 13, Jeroboam, the first king of Israel, of the northern tribes of Israel, right? Not Judah and Benjamin, but first king of Israel. He made an altar. God sent a prophet, and he prophesied against the altar. And he said, there's going to be a man born by the name of Josiah. He's going to offer men's bones on this altar. God told them about the end from the beginning. When that altar was first reared, God told them how it was going to end up. And just as he said it, so it happened. Amen. That was the case with Cyrus when he set up Cyrus, my servant, I'm going to use him. That was the case with Nebuchadnezzar when he went to sleep, saw the statue of gold, silver, bronze, on and on and on. And God was showing an unsaved king. Not a covenant man. He wasn't a Jew. Sometimes people say to me, does God give dreams to unsaved people? Read the book. read the book. Pharaoh was unsaved. God spoke to him. Joseph interpreted. Nebuchadnezzar was unsaved. God spoke to him. Pilate's wife was unsaved. She had a dream and said, don't you have anything to do with Jesus? Don't you leave him alone. I suffered many things in a dream tonight because of him. Man, some people think they know God and his ways. Not only with Nebuchadnezzar, we just celebrated Christ and God told what, Isaiah 7:14, the prophetic word, 740 years before it happened. He told the end from the beginning. A few years ago, I had a dream. Daphne and I were living apart. We were married. We were living in the same house at the time. I had a dream we were living apart. And lo and behold, here we are. God told me in a dream years ago, you can be living apart. I'm in the dream questioning. I'm in the dream crying. I'm like, where's my wife at? I don't know where my wife at. I messed up. And then this happened, and I'm like, and then it comes back to me. That's what you saw in the dream. I'm like, that's right, Lord. I'm good. I'm good. We all right. God's taking care of us. The restoration of Israel, God told, when the fullness of the Gentiles are brought in, Israel is going to return to the Lord. Jesus is coming back. It's talked about the end of the age, the coming of the Lord. God, he declares the end from the beginning. He's the only one. And from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand. My counsel shall stand. And I will do all my pleasure, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man who executes my counsel from a far country. Indeed, I have spoken. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Now, I know many of us would like to know what's going to happen in 2024. So I'm going to help you with that. Yes, I feel the spirit now. It's coming on me. Yeah, no, I'm just messing with you. All of us would like to know what's going to happen in 2024. But I can tell you this. I can definitely prophesy this, that this is going to happen in 2024. The counsel of the Lord, that is going to stand. That is going to be done. He says it right here. The man who executes my counsel from a far country, indeed I have spoken. He says, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. That is going to happen in this coming year without fail. God's going to have it his way. He's going to accomplish that which he pleases. Isaiah 64, we go on. The scripture says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you who acts for the one who waits for him. We're going to do some waiting next year. We're waiting right now. We're waiting on where we're going to meet. I read that scripture. I said, that's my promise. The Bible says that God acts for those who wait for him. What are you waiting on? Melody waiting to have this child. Why are you waiting? God acting. Why are you waiting? God's moving to bring about his purpose. Don't ever think that simply because you have to wait, oh, why don't this thing hurry up? No, you don't want it to hurry up. I bought some spark plugs, tried to change the spark plugs in my truck the other day, and it rained 2 days straight, and I felt myself getting up in my feelings. Then I'm like, man, I want to get these spark plugs changed. And I thought to myself, you know, when you say you thought to yourself, you know, today is not the day for you to change your spark plugs. When are you going to get that? I was like, okay. You talk about a tiny thing like that? Yes. A tiny thing like that. It's not time yet. I did get them changed once the rain stopped. Once the rain stopped, I stopped. I was able to get it done. Saved myself $700. Oh, you don't hear me. I'm trying to tell you right now. I was feeling good about that. That was worth the wait. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah. So God has made clear from the beginning of the world that he is God and there is no other. He does great things for those who wait for him. The beginning and the end are not only designations of time or events in their fullness. They are, like we said about truth and the way and life. Life isn't a thing. Eternal life isn't a thing. It's a person. Truth isn't a concept or a thing. It's a person. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The scripture tells us that the beginning and the end is a person. The beginning of 2024, the end of 2023, all of your time is in a person. It's in Jesus. Come on. Hello. All of my days, are in Jesus. I love this about this coming year. I'm not worried about the business, not worried about the house, not worried about these things. I'm like, Lord, help me. Help me to understand you. Help me to see you moving, Lord, that I might praise you all my days because you are worthy of all that. He's everywhere working at all times and in all places in your life, in your life. Now, the sooner we get hold of that, the more peace we will live in. Come on. The more peace and rest we will have. Did you hear something just happened? Yeah. Yeah. Why aren't you upset? No. No, I'm upset. Can't do anything about it. I'm just going to trust God. You know, believe him, do what I can do, but I'm going to trust God. So for us believers, the beginning and end of all we know is the person of Jesus Christ. He was there at the beginning and he will be there at the end. Right? And so he said to the church, and well, he actually said this to John in the first chapter of Revelation, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. So the revelation of the Son of God comes to us in demarcations of time, and yet he created time and space. He says it in a way that we can grasp it. Alpha and Omega, the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. Beginning and end. Rabbis, Jewish rabbis, would often speak about the beginning and the end of things to include all of eternity, to talk about him who inhabits eternity. So he who is the beginning as we know the beginning, but for him there is no beginning and there is no end. But yet he is the beginning. For all of the time we are here, from the beginning of the year until the end of days, God is. And that's what he would have us to know. That's what he would have to be our hope as we launch into this next year. God is. Listen, I know none of y'all win the lottery, so I'm just for sakes. But when you win the lottery, God is. And when you lose every dime, God is. Say amen, church. Amen. Come on now. Look, when they say we think it's cancer, God is. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He removes all pain, misery, and strife. God is. And so we must look to him in all things and at all times. That's the hope of the new year that we find ourselves going into. Because, as James says, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But all the things that go on, I said this before, I'll say it again. Now, when you get older, saints, for you young people out there, when you get older, things, I call it the snap, crackle, and pop, the Rice Krispie years. When you get older, you just be living your life and all of a sudden something will pop. And you'll say, did you hear? Somebody say, yep. You just hear something pop. You move, something goes zing, and you're like, what's that? And you're like, you know, and you're like, well, what on earth? And you're finding out, but you're at total peace. This thing isn't forever. This here, this little shell, this tent that we're living in, it's a tent. It's not a permanent dwelling place. It's a tent. And when it comes time, he's going to roll it up. Amen. You're going to roll it up. Time to go. He says, now it's time to come up to your permanent dwelling place. Amen. I'm saying, yes, Lord. But you find yourself, you're there. And every one of those times, you're at peace. If you're walking with the Lord, growing your relationship with God, as he's revealing himself to you. As you get older, you're just at peace and at rest. It's okay. It's okay. One day, my Lord's going to take me to be with him. Amen. And it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Paul said in Romans 11:36, for of him and through him and to him are all things. All things came from him. All things are sustained by him. And all things are headed to him, find their end in Christ. That's where we're headed. And that is our hope for 2024. Even to the lukewarm church, the Laodicean church in the book of Revelation, Jesus revealed himself and said to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, write, These things says the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. And so Jesus revealed himself to them as the beginning, the maker of all things, the beginning of the creation of God. Why is this important? It was important because the lukewarm church, the church at Laodicea, needed to change. They needed to repent. He said, because thou art lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my mouth, lest you repent. The one who made all things was calling for change in his church. Hello? So he revealed himself to them as the beginning of the creation of God. Right? Then, in Revelation 21:6, four times in the book of Revelation, Christ says this. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Therein lies our whole year. All we're looking forward to. The beginning of 2024 starts tonight and it will end a year later. But Christ is all and in you all. Amen. And wants all of our attention to be focused and fixed on him as he leads us through this coming year. I will give the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. So Jesus is the beginning of our year, beginning of our month, beginning of our week, beginning of our day. If you look in the Old Testament, I just went through all the Old Testament offerings. The Sabbath offering, that was weekly. They celebrated the new moon. They celebrated months. They celebrated yearly. They celebrated with daily sacrifices. All these sacrifices. But for us, he's also the beginning of every minute. He's the beginning of every step we take. Every moment we live, he is the beginning. He's our breath. He's all things to us. And he's also the end of all things. The timeless one is the one who gives us the times we're living in. The timeless one is the one who's given us the times that we are living in. It is our duty to remember that our times are in his hand. Indeed, all of 2023 was, all of 2024 is in his hands. Listen to what David said. Love this scripture. My times are in your hand. Now, see, when I said earlier I thought I was going to die and I was trusting Jesus, some of y'all may have said, he crazy. What's wrong with him? But see, now, you may not have memorized this scripture. This is living in my spirit. Every quirk, I have atrial flutter every now and again. Every now and again, my heart will go broop, like that. I don't know if yours does that, but mine does. Guess what I do? I trust Jesus. Can't run to the doctor for everything. If I ran to the doctor for everything I felt, I would never leave the hospital. I would never leave. I know you think I'm crazy. Yeah, Pastor crazy. No, I'm not. I'm just realistic. Can't run to the doctor for everything. Well, we don't know what's wrong with you. Yeah, that's what I figured. You don't know. But God knows, and he has. My times are in his hand. Heart, you can flutter all you want. I'm not going anywhere until he says it's time. Hey, now you get that. You get to live in peace. You get to live in peace. My times are in his hand. So I'm at rest. Listen to what Jesus says. And this was him talking, John chapter 10, the good shepherd. He says, and I give them eternal life. Thank you. Jesus is not up to me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Now, where is your life? I'll tell you where your life is. It is in the hand of Almighty God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Our life is in his hand. And as we sang, no power or hell of hell, no scheme of man can pluck me from his hand. We sang that in Christ alone. I thought about that. I thought about, hey, That scripture's in the sermon. Did you plan it that way? No! No, I just picked songs and we just sang. But here it is. No power of hell, no scheme of man can pluck me out of his hand. That's where your life is. So when it gets rough, and it's going to get rough, the sea's going to get rough in 2024, like they always do. Things going to happen. You're like, where on earth did this come from? What is going to come out of this? Lord, I have no clue. Know this. Your life is in his hands. And no one can pluck you from his hands. Then one last time, Jesus said in Revelation 22, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And so, again, he reveals us to himself, reveals himself to us in terms that we can understand and yet perceive eternity. Right? So the end of 2023, the beginning of 2024, and all thereafter, God has us in his hand because he's the beginning and the end. Psalm 22, verse 8 says, trust in him at all times. Trust in him at all times. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And here in Psalm 62, he says, trust in him at all times. I pray that that would be our experience in 2024. Please stand. Amen. Father, we thank you for the truth of your word. We thank you for your faithfulness over all of these days that you've allotted to us. Thank you, O God, for giving us life, breath, and all things. Thank you for being faithful, O God, to cause the sun to rise in the east and set in the west. Thank you for giving us, Lord, water to drink, food on our table, a house, clothes on our back. Lord, you give us strength to labor each and every day. Lord, in the midst of all of our complaining, you're good. You're merciful. You are kind. And Father, I pray your will, your goodwill over your sheep, over your flock, whom Christ died to purchase with his own blood. I pray the will of God over their lives this year. Lord, that your will would be accomplished to the glory of your great name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen, amen and amen. The Lord bless you real good.